saw a movie on Friday called All Saints. Did anybody see this movie yet?
No.
I highly recommend it. Best movie I've seen.
Oh, yeah?
All Saints. It's about this pastor. He's formerly a salesman, and he comes to this town, Smyrna, Tennessee, and there's about 12 white members, and they're going to sell the church. But suddenly, these Burmese refugees, the Quran, they're like the Vietnamese refugees. They endured a civil war and terrible tribulations and coming, even being kept in refuge. So they're here, and they start coming. I mean, a group of them starts coming. One man can speak English, and he leads the group. And they all make a community. And I won't tell you the ending, but it's a happy ending. But they do farming. They all do farming, and everybody works together. And his wife, the minister's wife, really pushes him in a godly way, which is really, and supports, she supports him and pushes him to do the right thing. And it's a great, great story for witnessing and understanding God's heart and how he created the sense of community. Okay, now I'm going to tell you my own personal story, okay, that do you remember a couple of years ago I mentioned about reverse trick-or-treating and I gave a little testimony?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. Does anybody remember?
Nope. No. Yeah, something.
Okay. Anyway, this is an easy way to start witnessing in your home area if you haven't done it. Or if you have done it and you want to try something new.
Yeah.
Okay, on Halloween, which I wanted to call All Givers Day. I'd like to change the name. Maybe we can do it. All Givers Day. Okay?
Yeah.
So instead of going to people's houses and asking them for things, we go bring them treats, you know, healthy things like fruit and nuts and stuff like that. And then we say, would you like me to do a trick? Which could be telling a story, singing a song, or children could do a dance or something, anything that's positive and inspiring. What my wife and I used to do, we live in an apartment complex, we went around and we would sing the song, Pass It On. You know, does everybody know that song?
Yeah.
It only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up to its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread His love to everyone. You want to pass it on. So we'd sing that first verse. I'd give them a song sheet and say, if you want to sing along, feel free to, and you can keep the song sheet. And if you want, we can sing two more verses, but if you just want one verse, that's fine. Anyway. Got a very positive response from that, and as you say, people have their doors open on All Givers Day. So if we can show giving instead of taking. Halloween is all about taking, right? It's asking people to give you something, forcing them to give you things, and a lot of people don't even want to open their doors because of that, right? I don't want to buy all this candy and give it away. Not that that's a good thing, but you know. Anyway, so I plan to do that again this year, and I hope we'll all do it. But it's you know, it's really visit your neighbors on All Givers Day.
Right. Yeah. It's a good way of witnessing.
Yeah, it's a good way of witnessing, and it's more painless to do it than just knocking on somebody's door on any day. But it's like a reversal. You're reversing from satanic activity to godly activity. You know, main churches have special things on.
Okay, I'd like to share something.